To the phones we go. On the live line with us this morning is Jeffrey Hoffman. He's with the California Rural Legal Assistance in Santa Rosa. Good morning, Jeffrey. Glad to have you here.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Hoping you can educate us about at least a part of this process. We know that a judge in San Francisco has blocked the closure of the Roseland homeless encampment. On what basis did he block the closure?
Well, the plaintiffs had gone in to seek a temporary restraining order to stop the closure until, you know, such time as there can be a definitive determination and clarification as to where everyone is going to go. So what the judge is saying now is he wants to put a hold on it for a couple days. He wants to have a hearing with the parties, the county and us there to discuss our claims. And then after that, he'll make a decision going forward.
And we were just on the phone last hour, Jeffrey, with Supervisor Linda Hopkins, who said she welcomes this look at what has been done by the county so far in terms of their efforts to rehouse, or to house, I should say, some of the homeless and most of the homeless population in Roseland. And are you looking forward to this part?
Yeah. We have been seeking and clarification, and we would like to be able to, you know, find out in more detail what the Community Development Commission is offering in terms of being able to place everybody. We're particularly concerned about the folks who are disabled and might not be able to go to a shelter bed like at the Sam Jones Center.
Mm-hmm.
So what other options are going to be available for them? How many beds are available, or other types of options, transitional housing or permanent housing. So, we welcome the opportunity to be able to get that clarified and see what's going to happen if and when the encampment is closed.
I'm kind of surprised, actually, now that this has come up, Jeffrey, that this kind of injunction isn't requested every time the city or the county closes a homeless encampment. Is there a reason why this is different?
Well, we weren't involved, we being the attorneys who were involved, were not involved in the previous closures.
Right.
I mean, we're bringing that into our claims, and in other words, we've laid out the history of what's happened, and part of what we're saying is that we don't want to have happen what happened at the other closures, at the Homeless Hill and at the 101 underpasses.
Right, right.
But there are lawsuits like this going on right now in other areas of the country, in Southern California, in Northern California, in Eureka, in Denver, in Houston. So it is an issue that's coming up quite a bit these days.
And do you think
it's a problem that has been coming up.
Yeah, that's for sure. It's an ongoing issue for ours and many, many other communities across California. And I'm wondering, Jeffrey, your thoughts on whether there ought to be or there will soon be some sort of permanent and allowable encampment for the homeless?
Well, that's one of the things that my clients are hoping for. The Homeless Action Organization has put forward a proposal for a system of, I guess you can call them sanctioned encampments. I mean, there's other names for it, safe havens,
right,
along the lines of what they're doing in other cities such as Oakland, Portland, Seattle, and maybe Berkeley, I've heard as well. So we felt like that is not the ultimate answer, but it's certainly something that could be very helpful as being a part of the process for people who are homeless, another option that they would have.
It seems like, I mean, there are so many reasons for homelessness. It would seem that there are, you know, it's so difficult to you know, narrow it down to just a few reasons that, that can then right. be addressed, you know?
Yes.
Part of the problem,
actually,
I
was. Yeah, you're correct. And I was at a meeting last night at the encampment with the residents, and they wanted, you know, people came forward and said, I want you to make sure that people know that it isn't, it's all sorts of things. It's folks who are disabled. It's people who, you know, are right on the edge, who may have lost their job
yes.
and are looking for another job. And, you know, it's so expensive to live here that it's easier for that kind of thing to happen if you're temporarily unemployed or maybe you're temporarily disabled due to a work injury or something along those lines.
Yeah, so, it doesn't take much to get somebody over that particular edge, that's for sure. Sometimes it's just, you know, a lack of paycheck for a very short period of time that can
exactly.
can make that happen. Well, it's going to be interesting. So Thursday is it is next on the docket in San Francisco, is that correct?
That's correct. At 10 a.m., the judge has asked us to appear. He's going to be sending some more information to us about what he'd like to focus on at the hearing. As far as I know, we haven't received that yet.
But all right, very good. Well, we'd love to check in with you again very soon as there are some updates in this situation and in between now and then. Jeffrey, thanks for being here.
Okay. Again, thanks for having me.
All right, that is Jeffrey Hoffman. He's with California Rural Legal Assistance in Santa Rosa, representing a few of the residents of that homeless encampment in Roseland.